The need for urgency is there for all to see. Power is moving apace to separate our lives, our fates, to divide us globally by the very fact that they can unleash atrocities for all of us to see and send the implicit message, you are helpless to intervene. You can do nothing. And by sending that message and we receiving, and with that receipt, confirming its imagined truth, they incrementally but systematically, as it builds daily, blunt our outrage, dull our appetite for empathy. When we don't build a global response, we're not just made helpless. We're forwarding a process by which we become less and less human. And though it's only now with the internet that we're beginning to challenge the fallacy of the fait accompli of the state globally. And the force of this fallacy is such that it hobbled even great hearts like Malcolm X, until he went to Mecca, fast upon which power murdered him. We are beginning to challenge the fallacy of the fait accompli of the state as the internet allows our thought as a species to advance exponentially within a single generation, and that's critical. Although there have always been ancestors who saw through it, through that fallacy. We shall be of one blood, all nations, is a knowledge spoken by Nikola Tesla, by Gorky, by Tolstoy, and by the anti-slavery activists of Plato's day. I mean, think about it. Plato, who did everything he could to defeat the anti-slavery movement, we know. But about those who worked, or think we know, as Karl Popper wrote to show in Open Society and Its Enemies, The Spell of Plato, right? Oh my goodness, we so owe that man. Without being able to actually read all of that stuff and translate it accurately, we're at the mercy of power, who generally has all of them guys, them academic guys, in their back pocket in that Duke of Gloucester's purse. Usually, that's the way it goes. How did he escape? I don't know. Anyway, Plato, we think we know, but about those who worked to end slavery, we know nothing. That's not by accident. That alone shows us there's an organized power at work behind scenes, always, always since it began. And the sophists power was so afraid of, they had to redefine sophism to mean, quote, making a phony argument, unquote, to replace the truth. Believing in the fundamental equality of all humans. That is too threatening a truth to let stand. So they redefined sophism. So we've lost these ancestors temporarily, many of them. And these are just the ones who we can name. There have been so many others pushed away from us to ensure that we would have no access to them. So when I say we must join hands with Congo, with Egypt, with Syria, with Bangladesh and China, with Bedouins robbed of their ancestral lands, ongoing right now, don't let it happen, please. They need our help. Consider that all the evidence of our bodies, as to our minds, I've been arguing that the very structure of class is designed to prevent authentic thought, as our thoughts have been captured and guided from birth. Consider that all the evidence of our bodies lies with the theory that the state exists to control and manage the people.